do this interview with me. Can you start by just saying your name and just kind of your background?
So my name is Andy Wojcieniak. I'm an 18 computer engineering major. So my AB is in engines with a minor in computer science, and my BE is in computer engineering.
Right, nice, thank you for that. So what's a little piece of folklore you're going to give us today?
So this little kind of running joke. I have it written down here, but it also just kind of happens. So here it says I'm a software developer. Oh. Doesn't even stop. It's develop, and then it's what I say. I'm a software developer. What people hear. I can repair your computer, fix your internet, configure your printer, revive your phone, set up your email, build a $1 billion app, and hack any system all for free. I'm the IT god. And what I mean, I can Google better than the average bear. The context is people hear that you're a computer science or you study computer science, and they automatically think that means IT work, you can fix anything that goes wrong with any of their electronics. That's a pretty common response. And then it's always well, no, I really know nothing about that. A lot of what you get in your homeworks, you get by Googling similar solutions on Stack Overflow and things. So that's what I mean. I can Google better than the average bear. But yeah, I probably can't fix your computer, sorry.
So would you say what type of people would you use this joke around? Other engineers?
Yeah, it would probably be around other engineers, especially computer science, just because they totally get it. Whenever they're talking to, especially older people, but also just non-CS people, they'll be oh, you're a CS, you know about computers, fix my computer. It's I don't know how to fix your computer. I don't know how that works.
And where would you say you got this joke from? The origin of the joke?
I have a group message with three of my buddies who also take CS classes with me, and we just exchange jokes, little memes and stuff. And I can't remember who, but one of them sent it to us.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.